So here we have this snaggletooth looking broad by the name of Rachel Oates. Apparently, she's pretty popular on YouTube, has over a quarter million followers, 252,000 to be almost exact. And I think the feminazis, the feministas, they love her. And she says everything they want to hear. She goes after men and, tries to disprove and attack any complaints men might have about women. She's also decidedly average looking and again has some of the most horrific teeth I've ever seen. I don't know if she's ever heard of a dentist. Probably not. She is from the UK after all, so not really a big shocker that she's got these fucked up teeth. What is it with you people in the UK anyway? You have all this free health care. What I would think that you would avail yourself of it, right? You've got that socialized medicine. How could this woman have these jacked up teeth? Well, it's probably like a waiting list. She probably have to wait like 3 years to see a dentist. It's just not worth the trouble. Of course, she doesn't go to see a, paid doctor that she'd have to pay out of her own pocket, a paid dentist, because, she's a woman, total cheapskate and entitled and thinks she's, deserving of that free health care that all those Brits get that sucks ass. But anyway, let's see what she has to say. This is an interesting video, so let's get right into it. But before I get into the story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/therealistphilosopher. You'll also find some useful and interesting offshore services that I offer in the middle of the page. And at the bottom of my page at therealistphilosopher.com, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to support my continued content creation. I could really use your help. Okay, back to this chick with the Kool-Aid colored hair with what is likely some of her own crappy art in the background. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another video. So, recently I was catching up on the Transformed Wife's blog, which is something we haven't spoken about in a long, long time.
By the way, what's with all that fucking clicking? Sounds like she's smacking her lips. All those weird fucking suction sound. What's up with that? Jesus Christ.
But used to be kind of like one of the original bits of content on my channel. Anyway, catching up on her blog, and I figured she can't really get much worse, right? She does a lot of shaming of anyone who wants a different life to her.
You mean women that want a different life, right?
And she's very much one of these people who's like, my life is the only way to live. And
You mean like you? You'll watch if you view this woman's content. Essentially, she's the exact same way. Right, yeah. Total lack of self-awareness.
She's not aware of the fact that other people have different hopes and dreams to others. They have different needs, they have different values, different things make people happy. She's
You need to look into the mirror, sweetheart. You do the same thing!
just completely oblivious to all this. And she's done a lot of, catty stuff in the past. She's constantly tweeting out like 3 times a day why she's better than everyone else and why everyone else is going to hell and what everyone else is doing wrong, But
As you advertise your merch and stickers and clothing. Oh, okay, continue.
But never before has she quite been this dangerous.
Oh, dangerous! Yeah, anything that goes against your narrative is dangerous, but you're so tolerant and open-minded. Okay.
She has now come out with a blog post that's just like full-on, essentially rape apology, basically titled, "Don't Advertise What You're Not Willing to Give." Which basically means, kids, you're asking for it if you get raped. Lovely.
I don't think that's what she said. Don't advertise what you're not willing to give, meaning don't dress provocatively. Essentially, what that message is saying is that sometimes the victim is partly to blame. Like, for example, if you went and walked around on the savannah, or if you went and walked around in Africa in a place that had a lot of lion prides with the, a New York strip steak tied to your fucking leg. a raw steak and you got attacked and mauled by lions, you would be partly to blame, right? Wouldn't you? That's what she's saying, you dummy. Of course, she misrepresents and the straw man's here, obviously.
Hey, wonderful. And so today I figured we would have a read of this blog post, talk about it. This is just unscripted, unplanned. We're just going to have a little bit of a rant and a chat. So Laurie Alexander, the transformed wife, you may have seen me talk about her in other videos. If not, I will link some down in the description below that you can go and read. She writes, "Recently I shared an experience I had when I was 15 years old and just turned 16. The summer that I was 15 years old, I went to the beach with a guy my age. He was tall and handsome. I had a major crush on him. My mum wouldn't let me date until I was 16 years old, so she was the one taking us to the beach. At the beach, I wore a tiny bikini. He saw me in what looked like a bra and underwear all summer long. I didn't understand about men's visual nature then. Well, I did kind of know, since I received a lot of attention in my bikini from guys. It's a power trip to have men ogle us. Don't let them tell you otherwise in order to put all the blame on men.
Nobody wants to check you out in a bikini, though, honey. You don't have much in the way of assets. Although she is thin, so, you know, with the lowering of standards and all this body positivity, I guess when you narrow the market by turning most of the women into fatties, average broads like this look pretty good, but I don't think she does.
Yes, if a man is looking at you, it's entirely your fault and not the man doing the looking.
Okay, so this is a nonsensical argument. You're not acknowledging the nature of man, just like if you say that the lion mauling you because you went out into the middle of the African savannah, whatever area lion pride is living in, with a stake strapped to your leg, would you blame the lion? She would, obviously, by her logic. The lion is to blame, not the idiot that went out there with a raw piece of meat strapped to him.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. No.
Oh, and of course she's implying that there's something wrong with men looking at you to begin with. Is there? Really? So there's something wrong with a man looking at a woman. So as long as he is ugly. If he's a good-looking guy, that's okay. Yeah. She's not going to tell you that, though.
I don't know about anyone else, but I don't get, like, on a power trip when I wear a bikini.
That's because nobody wants to see you in a bikini, okay, honey? You're a string bean. You have no rack to speak of. And again, even if somebody did look at you when you smiled and they saw that snaggletooth shit in your mouth, they would run away, okay? Yeah, you're not on a fucking power trip. Yeah, you're not an attractive woman. I love it. I love it. The ego on this broad.
Normally, if I wear a bikini, it's because I'm somewhere warm, and that's the most appropriate thing for the weather.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Ever heard of linen pants? Yeah. Oh, silk top? Cotton top? Yeah? That's pretty... you could wear regular clothes, shorts, and a regular shirt, and you'd be just as comfortable, maybe even more so, because you wouldn't have that hot sun baking you and giving you a sunburn. But, you know, being next to naked is the most comfortable for me. Oh, I see, yeah.
I have, like, whole days sometimes that, like, when the sun's really bright and it's warm, where I'll go and sit out on my balcony where no one can see me, and I will sit in a bikini in a sun lounger. And
how is that in any way comparable to going somewhere where people can see you? I don't get her logic.
Read and paint and do artwork.
Paint. See, I knew it! See, I called it! That shit behind her is her crappy art. Oh, God.
Because that's what's appropriate for the weather. That's what's warm. That's what I'm comfortable in. There's no power trip because there's no one there to see me. Stop.
Right. So why are you making that comparison when she's talking about places where men can see you? What the fuck are you talking about, you dumb bitch?
Stop pretending that there is. Stop pretending that women dress for other people all the time when sometimes we just dress for ourselves. And
when you go out in public, you're dressing a lot of the time for other people. That's why people dress up. You're not dressing for yourself. This is the same idiotic argument they make about their makeup. I make myself look like I just came. I make myself look like I'm about to come for me. It's not for other people. Me putting on all this rouge and lipstick and looking like I'm getting fucked all day when I go out. Oh, that's for me. Yeah, it's for your ego. It's to get attention. Yeah.
That's absolutely okay. Especially, like, when you're a child as well. She's, like, 15 here. She's a teenager. It's not her fault other people, especially if they're grown men, look at her inappropriately.
What do you mean, look inappropriately? Oh, right. It's inappropriate to look at some chick whose ass cheeks are hanging out the back of her pants. Especially if she's got a nice ass. Oh, that's inappropriate. Come on, this is field of vision here, right? Even as 14, 15-year-old, if it's got the right proportions and is the right size, we're going to look, yo. Field of vision. She doesn't get that, though. Oh, human nature. Oh, no, no, no. Human nature is evil. There's no such thing as human nature. It's all construction, right? Men were just taught from an early age to look. There's no biological basis for any of that. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
That's on the grown men to not do that, to not sexualize a child. Stop with the victim blaming.
Didn't you just say it's wrong to sexualize grown women as well? I mean, you really don't make any delineation between the two. That's obvious. So I don't know why you're saying that you're only talking about kids when you're clearly talking about all women. Look at how hideous she is, by the way. She's got her eyes closed there. Now you can see her face a little better and its shape. She's got a blank expression. She's an ugly broad. She's not attractive. I think she's below average.
When I turned 16, he picked me up in his parents' big old station wagon. He drove me to the drive-in theater. Once the movie began, he climbed on top of me, began kissing me, and trying to take my clothes off. So
that's what boys do. That's what 16-year-old boys do. Yeah, he made a move. So what? Yeah, if she didn't want him to be doing that, she'll push him off and say stop, and he'll stop. If he doesn't stop, then he's in the wrong. But just making the move doesn't make him wrong. But of course, in her eyes, it does, even if he's also 16, you know, because I don't know why, but she seems to think that making a move on a broad is wrong. Yeah, okay. Oh, you need to get verbal and written permission these days. That's right, of course.
He assaults her.
Oh, that's assault. Making a move is no assault. Oh, really? Ah, I see.
And yet Laurie is still somehow going to turn this all around, so it's the victim's fault.
Where did she say he assaulted her, by the way? She didn't even get to the part of the article, if there was a part of the article, where she said what she did. That she let him continue, which is tacit approval, and you're giving your approval and your consent. Or she said stop, and he stopped. No, she just assumes that he was in the wrong. That's what you're doing. So you're doing the exact opposite. Now, so you're saying that she's blaming herself and women. Meanwhile, you're turning around and doing the opposite. What about shared accountability? Huh? Oh, no, no, no. There's no such thing. It's always the man's fault, right?
Even though she herself is the victim here, she's going to...
Why is she a victim? Because some dude made a move on a date. That's what you do in a drive-in movie theater. I recognize there probably aren't too many drive-in movie theaters left. This is probably some old broad talking... drive-in movie theaters were going out of vogue when I was a fucking kid, and that was a long time ago. But that's what you do at a drive-in. That's what drive-ins are for.
She's going to blame herself, and that's not okay. It is never the victim's fault if they're assaulted.
I don't think she was blaming herself or women, by the way. That's your straw man argument. That's not what she's doing. She's saying that the woman also has some responsibility based upon the signals and the cues and the situation that she puts herself in. Because those situations, those cues, those signals... down to how she dresses and acts, send a certain message to a man that if you have a differing interest than the messages you're sending out, then you're misleading him, which makes you partly to blame if something happens that you didn't want to happen. Of course, you don't believe in accountability for women, so, you know.
Even Kyra agrees. She's snorting in the background. I demanded he take me home then, and he did. Good. We never.
So it's not an assault. She said stop, and he stopped. There's no assault. If you're in this situation, it's perfectly reasonable and okay to make a move.
Never spoke again after that, even though we had a class together. Good. I was always told that guys just...
Good! The boy that liked you put moves on you because you put yourself in a situation where you would expect a boy to put moves on you. Never talk to you again. I'm not necessarily sure that's a good thing, but anyway...
want one thing, which is an absolute ridiculous myth and lie that we...
This is where she tries to sound unbiased.
We shouldn't be telling anyone, especially not teenagers and kids. Men are generally well-rounded human beings like everyone else.
Yet everything you say promotes the idea that men are always to blame and women are never to blame. You just did it.
If you reduce them to just, ooh, they have a lot of sexual urges and can't control it, like, that's a problem in itself.
I don't think that's what she said. She didn't say he couldn't control it. She said stop, and he stopped, and he took her home. But that's assault in your mind. Okay. And so by that logic, anytime a guy tries to kiss a broad or just touch her arm or touch her face, that's assault. You know, but she's fair and balanced in her views.
Because one, you're not getting them to take responsibility when they are inappropriate, and two...
Well, you don't do that for any women, so...
The ones who are decent human beings who can control themselves and who have other interests and...
Like your cuck boyfriend?
Different people, or maybe they're asexual, or maybe any of...
Yeah, now you know what kind of person she is, asexual. She's a woke idiot. As if you didn't know that already.
These other things. You're just kind of belittling them and ignoring them, pretending they don't exist, or... I don't know, it's not fair on them, basically, is it?
But don't you women do that your entire lives up until you hit the wall? Friend zone countless dudes? You know she has. Even if as average looking as she is.
As I was told, guys just want one thing. I thought the same of him, but I was advertising to him my body all summer long in immodest clothing.
Correct, correct. Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, but don't swallow. Yeah, okay, honey. She's literally Satan. Oh, from that movie, The Devil's Advocate. She's Al Pacino. Well, no, in that scenario, God's the one that actually pulls the puppet strings. You remember that movie, the Devil's Advocate, the end speech where it talks about how God is a sadist? Well, this woman clearly thinks she's a goddess, and she's clearly also a sadist.
You're not advertising your body because you're not a commodity.
So only commodities can be advertised? I'm confused. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Except when you do turn yourself into a commodity. Are you saying that there's never any situation where a woman doesn't turn herself into a commodity? What about porn? What about models? What about them? Oh, no, that's not a commodity. It's not commoditization either, but they get paid. They're literally transforming themselves into objects. So she's saying there's never, ever, ever any situation where a woman is advertising her body, meaning exchanging her looks in some way, shape, or form for money, which women do all the fucking time. Or they're getting something out of it. Attention, validation. Those are currency for women as well. But by her logic and her mind, that never happens. Never, ever, 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 ever. There's no situation where a woman can be a commodity, where her body can be commoditized. Oh, I see. Interesting logic, or should I say lack thereof.
I was advertising something I had no intention of giving to him, but he didn't know that. Guys are turned on when they see scantily clad women.
That's called reality. Look at her face. Look at her. She's like, these evil men choosing to be turned on, those sons of bitches.
This is why whores dress the way they do. Oh, Laurie, you can't say this.
She can't. You can't say that. Oh, right. Oh, because those are the wrong opinions. I'm on the tolerant left. I'm on the tolerant left, but you can't say these things. Yeah, that is why whores dress scantily, you dumb broad.
Advertising something.
Oh, but they're not commoditizing themselves either, right? Even though they're getting paid, literally getting paid for use of their body. Okay, you dummy.
They want to give for money.
Didn't that point she just made completely, totally, 100% counter your bullshit nonsense about women's bodies never being able to be a commodity? Of course not, because, you know, she can't think. She's an idiot.
Okay.
I'm going to be totally, completely silent, as if I just own this woman by totally being completely, totally silent. Me just sitting here, dumbstruck and silent, is me owning her. Yeah, I don't think so, honey.
So she's clearly talking about sex workers here, and she's saying sex workers dress immodestly because they're advertising their body to men.
Okay. Right, because they want to get paid. Yes, which makes them into a commodity that you said women can never be.
Okay, maybe some of them do.
But you just said a woman's body can never be a commodity. So you just contradicted yourself.
Also plenty that don't dress immodestly.
There's plenty of hookers that don't dress immodestly? What are you talking about here? That's high-priced call girl broads? How are they dressing? I mean, maybe some of them have some fancy fucking ads about being escorts where they're wearing a fucking gown, but I'm sure it's pretty tight. No, the majority dress immodestly, you dumb bitch. The majority. Oh, well, I have some exceptions here that disprove the rule. No, they prove the rule because they're so rare. Just because a very few sex workers may not dress immodestly to advertise themselves doesn't disprove the fact that most do, you fucking moron.
There's also plenty who cover up or who wear different things or wear nothing.
It's not plenty. Plenty would be the majority. You're a fucking idiot. You can't do math. Love how vague she is, by the way.
At all. There's lots of in between. There's not just black and white.
I love it. But there's not a lot of in between. How many percentage points of hookers don't dress immodestly? Can you give us a number? No, then shut the fuck up.
It's many things. And regardless of whether a sex worker is choosing to commodify their body or not, the thing.
You just said that's impossible. You just said women's bodies are never commodities. Oh, I say.
Things to remember that are important are one, it's their choice, and two,
So now you can be a commodity if you choose to be, even though I just said it can never be the case. You literally said never. They cannot be commodities. Women's bodies are not commodities.
just because they do show it or they do sell it, can we put it like that? You know what I'm trying to say. If they.
What do you mean, can we? Are you asking permission of your dotard idiot audience if you're speaking politically correct enough?
Do sex work for money. Just because they do these things,
Wasn't that them selling their body, you fucking retard?
it doesn't revoke their right to consent to sex. It's.
Does it revoke their right to complain about being ogled? Yes! No! I don't know! Yeah, she don't know much.
Like, I think this is something that people like Laurie, who are really judgmental, forget.
Ay, ay, ay.
Is that even when you are a sex worker, you still need to give consent. That doesn't give anyone a right to your body to just take it whenever they want for whatever reason they want.
But whatever reason, so what if that reason, if they just paid you for it? What are you talking about? So you're saying there's no scenario where you're sending the message to a guy that that's what you want, even though that's not what you want? What? Oh, everything has to be worded very clearly and concisely. Oh yeah. Getting into a car half naked with a dude at a drive-in. That's not sending a message.
You're still completely in control. When you have someone who is.
Are you though? And if you put yourself into a situation where you're not 100% completely in control, and anybody with half a brain would know that they're putting themselves into that situation. But they either choose not to know, they're willfully ignorant, or they actually don't know. Do you then hold some kind of accountability for having put yourself in that situation? No! That's victim blaming! Ah, I see. If you're a woman.
Selling a product or a service, they still.
You just said a woman can't be a commodity. Oh, God. How does this woman even have 225,000 fucking followers or 250,000 dudes? Why are any of you watching this broad? Take a look at her! She's below average with tons of makeup, and I'm not even gonna get into the burgundy fucking colored hair.
Have the right to revoke that thing they're offering at any time before the sale is complete and the transaction is completed.
She's talking about women as if they're objects and commodities. Listen to her. But you just said you're not allowed to talk about women like that. Oh, Lori, how could you say that? Meanwhile, you're sitting there saying it. I love the pearl clutching, and then in the very next fucking sentence, she's talking the exact same way.
Do you know what I mean? So if I go and get my nails done, right, and halfway through the nail technician says, "I'm sorry, I don't think I can do this. I need to stop right here." I'm not going to sit there and force her to finish doing my nails for me.
If you paid her, yeah, or you get your money back, it's really that simple. She actually has to finish, legally. Otherwise, it's theft of services. Oh, but that doesn't apply for when a woman turns herself into a commodity and sells herself, even though, women can't do that.
That's not appropriate. Obviously.
By the way, she's really ginning up some very, very, very rarefied scenarios here. How many fucking sex workers out there are tapping the guy on the shoulder and saying, "Hey, you gotta stop, You already paid me $250, but I want to stop halfway through, and give you half your money back, or give you all your money back." When is that fucking happening? By the way, they're involved in a fucking illegal activity in most cases anyway. So how could they do that? And then that dishonest on the woman's part, then you're now saying that these people can willfully choose to interrupt, stop their service, even though they've been paid for it halfway through. Isn't that dishonest? Isn't that immoral? Don't you have a right to a refund then?
It wouldn't be okay for her to charge me for work she hadn't done, but the point is, she can still stop at any point.
Wait, you just contradicted yourself. You said it wouldn't be okay for her to charge me for work she hadn't done, but what if you already paid her? You get a refund? Yeah, she doesn't think too much about these statements she makes, clearly.
If a person decides to sell their car and they advertise it online and they put it up there and they get some inquiries, they still don't actually have to go through with any sales.
They do if they took the money already, you fucking moron. You stupid idiot. You retard. And I, by the way, you're making these false conflations. Hookers don't work on layaway. They get paid up front, yo! Idiot!
They can still turn around and keep their car if they want.
Only if they haven't already been paid.
Just like if you're a sex worker, you can advertise certain things, but you can still revoke consent at any time.
Right? But if you haven't done so yet, and the guy makes a move, and you say, no, I changed my mind, I'm not interested, or stop, and he stops, how is it assault? It's not. But you said that this guy earlier in the story, that the woman, this lawyer Rob was talking about, was guilty of assault. Even though under your own changed reasoning and under your now altered logic, it's not assault. How does she have any followers?
You can still stop the transaction at any time. You can.
Not if the transaction's been completed, retard. And if you choose to commodify yourself and turn yourself into a commodity, you have to give what's been paid for. Do you understand that? No, she don't get that. By the way, doesn't North Carolina now have a law where you can't revoke consent? Because a bunch of crazy broads were clogging up the fucking judicial system, changing their mind in the middle of sex, and then accusing guys of rape.
Can still say, no, I don't want to do this because you're still in charge of your body.
By the way, this is what happens when you commodify everything. I love how this woman is talking about how women's bodies are not commodities, yet everything women these days do and fucking say is designed to objectify them and turn them into a commodity. You've even commoditized fucking rape and becoming a victim. It pays to be a victim. You get lots of fucking PC brownie points. You get lots of fucking media attention. You get appearance fees. What about that one broad from that, what was it, Columbia University? That mattress girl, was that Columbia? She accused that poor fucking guy, ruined his whole fucking life. And a couple of years later, she's appearing in these weird fucking S&M BDSM shows and making boatloads of fucking cash in appearance fees. And she admitted that she lied. It was proven that she was a liar. And she made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or that Blasey Ford. She made millions of fucking dollars off of that poor fucking Kavanaugh. And it's obviously clearly a case of false reporting of a rape. And yet she made a bunch of cash. So she's against the commodification of women. Oh, by men. They can commodify themselves, though. Oh, I see.
A few weeks ago was the first time I had realized what I had done to him. I did this with my other two boyfriends in high school, too. I wore bikinis and short, tight clothing around them. You didn't make anyone assault you.
She didn't say anybody assaulted her. That's what you're claiming. Misrepresenting, making a move as an assault because of your clear and obvious bias against men. And yet this broad actually has a boyfriend. Can you imagine how henpecked this guy must be?
No one makes anyone assault you.
Man, nobody makes you walk around the savannah with a fucking pork chop strapped to your leg either.
The entire blame is on the people assaulting.
Oh, it's the entire blame! So it's the fucking lion's fault that you walked around with a pork chop hanging around your neck. Okay, sure.
Not the victims. People can be assaulted when they're wearing anything or nothing. It's not the
Well, that's true, but I don't know how that disproves the fact that some victims are partially to blame for their victimization. I mean, if you go to a bad neighborhood, stop at a 7-Eleven with half a dozen bums hanging around outside, leave your car running, leave the keys in the car while you go inside, and leave the fucking driver door open with the car running, with the keys in the ignition, and you come back out and the fucking car's gone. Should you be surprised? And do you have any blame when that happens? Oh no, by her logic, no, you were never to blame, even when you do something that fucking stupid that puts you at risk. Okay. Oh, lovely, lovely.
Fault of the victim ever.
Oh,
Of course.
really? Oh, really? Well, that's a fucking obvious fallacy. We call that a generalization fallacy, or what I like to call a certainty fallacy. Victims are never to blame. Really? That's automatically 100% factually false. Anyway, let's continue.
Wearing the bikinis and shorts and tight clothing. Of course, this is going to make it hard on them to not have sex with me. I see plenty of half-naked men on the street walking around without their tops on, and I don't try and have sex with all of them.
Okay, so first of all, false conflation. Women don't have the sex drive of a man. Not only that, but you don't have the physical strength of a man. I know that you're an uber feminist and you think you're as strong as a man, and you know, you can be like Bane and pick up a man like he did fucking Batman and then put him over your head and crash him down on your fucking knee and break his spine. I know you think you could do that, honey, but you can't. You don't have the physical capability to do that, okay? If you did, we'd be in deep shit, because you probably would.
You're a human being. You're a person. Take some personal responsibility.
But you're not! And you're saying women are always victims and they never, ever, 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 ever have to take any responsibility! Wow. How much more lacking in self-awareness could you be? Can we rate below zero, like minus 25 in self-awareness? Is there a below zero here? Because if there is, she qualifies for that rating.
Don't assault or harass people. It's not that difficult. I was absolutely responsible for...
Yeah. Making a move on the broadest now. Of course, this is totally, completely specious because she's starting from a false premise that making a move on a chick is assault. But anyway.
Dressing the way that I did. True, you were responsible for dressing the way you did.
You just said that bears no responsibility. The dressing in any way has no... Of course, yeah, she's going to excuse it in the next sentence, but...
But you're not responsible for other people's reactions to that at all.
Really? It's interesting. Interesting logic. Okay, continue.
This is why God commands young women to be discreet and shamefaced.
Yeah, because, women used to know that men are visual creatures. And we used to live in a world with a lot less laws. It was more survival of the fittest. So, yeah.
Ridiculous. God.
Ridiculous! Of course, she's an atheist, a big one too.
Knows how men's minds work.
She doesn't know how men's minds work because she's with a soy boy.
He created them. Well, you'd think if he created them, he'd have created them with a little more self-control and self-discipline to not harass and assault other people.
What you label as harassment and assault isn't actually harassment and assault. But, you've got to keep the victim narrative going so that you can continue to grab for and accrue more power. If people actually saw the world for what it really was, they would know that you have tons of privilege and that feminism would then go away and then you would quickly lose that positive discrimination where you get all this power and control and privilege to somehow make up for a lack thereof in the past, which isn't actually true.
All these female Bible teachers and preachers to say otherwise is a lie. They act like women can dress any way they want. If guys come on to them, it's all the guy's fault.
Yeah, she's qualifying coming on to as harassment.
It is. Don't advertise.
No, it's not. No, it's not, you dumb fuck. Oh, men are reacting to something I'm doing, but that's not doing anything. I pulled a knife on this guy and he shot me in the leg. It's all his fault. He wasn't reacting to something I did. Provocative. Oh, no. But of course, in her mind, actually dressing in a certain way isn't doing something that, even though you have to make willful and mindful decision to act in a certain way by putting on those clothes and sending out a certain message. But that's not an action, and you're not responsible for that action because it's not an action, even though you have to undertake action to do that. Oy vey.
Ties what you're not willing to give. This is so ridiculous. Just because you show a bit of skin, that doesn't give people a right to touch you. If I
yet another straw man, a bit of skin, a bikini is underwear, you dumb broad. And going to a drive-in movie theater is sending a message.
I wear my hair down. That doesn't give someone the right to come along and chop it off.
I wasn't aware that wearing hair down was a universal signifier to chop it off. Oh, look at this picture right here. This is a perfect still of what this broad actually looks like. She looks like a fucking witch. Snaggletooth witch. How does she have any followers? Boy, you guys out there are real thirsty.
If I wear a crop top that shows my tummy, that doesn't give someone permission to come along and steal all my organs. Just like if I...
What the fuck is she talking about? I don't know. What are you talking about? How often do people get their organs stolen? Isn't that a myth? Isn't that an urban myth? Anybody out there know anyone who's had their organs stolen? What the fuck are you talking about? That's absurdity! So there's some kind of biological key within all people that if somebody shows their midriff, that means you should try to steal their organs? Really? The fuck are you talking about?
Show a bit of skin, that doesn't give someone the right to come along and try and touch me. No!
Okay, first, whoever said that's the case, where does this happen? What is she talking about? How often are men walking up to broads and just randomly touching them, yo? I mean, it might happen on the subway, but you've got some kind of pretext for that. People are getting shoved, they're getting jostled, they're getting pushed into each other. And maybe sometimes some creepy, perverted dudes are, you know, touching broads and then saying, oh, sorry, this guy bumped me. But these things don't happen very often. You're talking about extremely rare occurrences. We live in an actually a very safe world right now. You're just blowing things out of proportion so you can claim victimhood. Anyhow, let's continue.
Oh, this doesn't support a rape culture, except yes, it absolutely does.
What rape culture are we living in? I mean, I know that woke progressive morons like you, meaning regressive, because your policies will lead to the exact things that you say you want to avoid. How many rapes are actually occurring? Aren't there more false rape allegations occurring than actual rapes? I mean, don't you people have to gin up all these bullshit narratives and call, you know, minor little occurrences rape because there's so little to go around? How many women are actually getting raped? And how many men are doing the raping? 1%? 2%? Is it even 2%? Lots of rapes are happening. Show me the numbers. Oh, she can't. Oh, there's a rape culture out there? Really? Who's running around saying it's okay to rape women? Show me some evidence. She has none.
None of the guys I was with ever tried to rape me. And yet she said he climbed on top of me, began kissing me, and trying to take my clothes off.
She thinks that's right. How many guys do you think this broad has actually been with? Has it been many? I mean, does she know anything about men? I guess she's growing up in the modern day. I guess all the boyfriends she had were soy-infused losers with no T-levels. But that's called making a move. He climbed on top of you and began to take her clothes off, and then she obviously said no. She wanted to go home. She clearly stopped him, and he stopped. I mean, what? How is that rape? Oh, God.
Demanded he take me home, then.
But why are you looking at us like you did some kind of own, like you own this broad, or you've somehow proven some kind of point? You haven't proven any point. That's called a move. He climbed on top of her, started to kiss her. Maybe she was into it at first. He started unbuttoning her top, hoping that, you know, her protestations would go away, or any possible protestations that might come would go away because, you know, she would get caught up in the passion. She didn't, pushed him off, said, take me home. That's not rape. It would have been rape if he continued even after she said no. She doesn't get that.
That sounds like sexual assault to me, Laurie. It really does. Yes, they tried to make...
That's because you're a woke moron and everything sounds like sexual assault to you. No, that's not assault. Fucking retard.
...out with me and I was constantly trying to push them away, but I now see my responsibility in all of it.
Weren't you just saying earlier that both parties have accountability and responsibility, but now you say anytime it's always the man's fault... Or the victim is never to blame. First of all, that's, by the way, isn't that a presuppositional argument? I mean, don't you have to prove they're a victim first before you can classify them as a victim? It's almost as if you're saying just because they're a woman or they're weaker, that they can never, ever, in any situation, have any kind of accountability. Where have you proven that they're a victim? They have to say no. They have to make some kind of proactive step and action. Push him off. Say no for it to then be assault, and even then it can only be assault if he continues to try and have sex with her. Then that would be assault. But she actually has to say no. Being alone with a dude in a car at a drive-in movie theater, you put yourself in a situation where you've kind of given tacit approval and told the guy that you want more because that's what happens in that situation. Well, you know, I went with a man to a hotel room, and I went to his hotel room alone with him, and he gave me flowers and chocolates, and I accepted them, and I was tee-hee-heeing all night, and then I got to the hotel room, and I was shocked, I say, that he wanted to have sex with me. Oh, okay. Yeah, and when he tried to have sex with me, that was assault, don't you know? Ooh, okay. What an idiot she is.
Okay, this is good. Any man who rapes a woman is completely responsible for this wicked act, no matter how she is dressed.
Right, rape. Rape has a very specific definition that doesn't fall into the very narrow box that you're trying to put it in. Actually, she's not trying to put it in a narrow box. She's trying to qualify everything as fucking rape. Yeah, but rape has a definition, sweetheart. All right? against someone's will, and you have to make it known that their will is not to have sex, otherwise it's not assault. Oh no, it's always assault! It's always assault! Well, what if she wants it and goes along with it? Is it still assault? What is she talking about? I don't know what she's talking about. When does it become assault? So let me get this straight. In this story, this Lori broad, when she was 15, 16, this guy got on top of her in a drive-in movie theater while the movie was going on, a place where people go to neck and make out. But, you know, she didn't know that because mommy clearly had sheltered her. She was just naive. I don't know. But anyway, she put herself into a situation where that's expected of you. And he did what he figured she was open to doing. When did that become assault? Isn't that how every sexual encounter happens? Except nowadays you're sitting there watching Netflix or whatever fucking TV streaming channel is popular these days and you make a move. So when is it assault? If she doesn't want it, well, then she has to express that, and then he stops. That's not assault when he stops. So I don't understand her logic or reasoning. This is literally every sexual encounter. Every sexual encounter. When are women making the first move? Never. By her own logic, then, women can also be responsible for sexual assault. They can actually be sexual assaulters if they make a move on a dude. So anybody that makes a first move to find out if the other person is going to reciprocate, and in this case, he thought she would because she put herself in a situation where this is what people do in that situation, and she didn't reciprocate, and she stopped him, but that's assault, meaning that anytime a woman makes a move on a man, that's also sexual assault, whether he wants it or not, right? No! She didn't protest, so it's not sexual assault. So, but she protested and he stopped. How is that assault? I don't get this!
Yes, excellent. So why can't you see this as the same for all sexual assault? Sexual assault is sexual assault. It doesn't matter if a penis actually enters the vagina or not. If you're dressing sexually and guys are coming onto you, you are getting what you are advertising. I'm not advertising anything because I'm not a product. I'm a human being.
But you just said there's exceptions to this. You're not advertising, but wait. What about hookers? You just said hookers are an exception. So women who are not hookers can't be advertising themselves and they can't commodify themselves? This woman is so illogical.
Women at the beaches these days wear bathing suits that entice men. Most of their butts and breasts are showing. The bathing suit leaves nothing to the imagination.
By her logic, men can't be enticed. Enticement is not a thing. To these social constructivists like her, there's no biological basis or reality to any of these things.
It's hard on men. It's hard on men, women, when you dress like this.
Yeah, she noticed how she giggled there and she did a jump cut. Yeah. Oh, that's hard on men. Yeah. No empathy whatsoever for men. Like I said, she doesn't understand men. I feel sorry for her boyfriend.
They were created to enjoy the female body. Stop denying this. Accept it. And do something about it. Dress modestly as God commands. He wants us to dress modestly and shamefaced for a reason. Shamefaced means not wanting to draw attention to ourselves. Immodest clothing draws attention to ourselves. It's for our protection. It makes it easier for the men around us to not lust. Stop advertising what you don't want to give. All of God's commands to us are for our good. So ridiculous.
Why? Are you going to tell us why it's ridiculous? No.
So despite her literally saying this doesn't support rape culture, this absolutely supports rape culture.
Nope, well, there is no such thing as rape culture, so it doesn't support it because rape culture doesn't exist, you dope, you idiot, you moron, because nobody's running around saying that women should be raped, okay? No one, not even this broad, even though you're trying to strawman her arguments into being some kind of apology for rape culture. She can't be apologizing for something that really doesn't actually exist. And by the way, you know, nothing that you said is assault is assault.
You're victim blaming. You're saying that these women just...
So victims can never be to blame, at least partially?
...deserve it. You're saying that they're asking for it. This is a really disgusting and harmful narrative.
Why? Why? Shouldn't people at some point take responsibility for their own actions? No! I want more victims! It makes men look really, really bad. It allows me to continue to push my bullshit narrative that gives me more power and privilege!
And it's not something she should be spreading around to anyone.
Oh, really? She shouldn't be spreading it. Yeah, authoritarian in the making. Yeah. female Stalin here with her snaggle teeth.
I've kind of like been thinking recently, because originally I was going to do a video.
Thinking? You don't think, honey. You're just an ideological puppet, all right? You're an NPC. You don't think.
On some of her tweets that she's put out recently, because there's some ridiculous ones. And
yeah, they're ridiculous, because I said they're ridiculous. I've given no argument as to why they're ridiculous, but they're ridiculous.
It kind of gets me thinking about, like, because I was reading some of this stuff, and I'm like, how is she still allowed to post this stuff on Twitter? How?
See, she's a censor. How dare she have the freedom to say these evil things? But I can say whatever I want, as long as I agree with the people that own Twitter. Not anymore! Muskie might have something to say about that.
Has she not been deplatformed? At what point...
Yeah, we need to deplatform her! Wow, you're so tolerant! Yeah. Your ideas, they're so cogent and strong that they can't stand up to any debate. You need to deplatform anyone. You need to have everyone deplatformed that disagrees with you.
Is it okay to say I think someone should be deplatformed? Because obviously freedom of speech is so important.
Oh, you clearly don't think so, because you just said she needs to be deplatformed.
But if they're actively harming people and they're...
Right, because words are harm. Yeah.
Spreading harmful messages.
Harmful messages. Harmful to who? Harmful to you and your privilege and your ideology, where ugly broads like you actually get attention from men, where 40, 50 years ago, most men would have ignored you because you'd have had so much more competition. By the way, why aren't you a fat pig if you're so against patriarchy and for body positivity? Why are you a slob?
Should they be allowed to continue?
Why aren't you a sloppy pig? It would be so much easier and better, and you would be sending the message that you don't care about the heteronormative, patriarchal, unrealistic view of bodies and body standards and what men care about in the body of a woman. Oh, you know, patriarchy wants you to be thin. Be a big, fat, ugly slob. Why aren't you a pig? Why aren't you a blob? I mean, you don't believe in any kind of, biological determinism, any kind of, biological makeup that leads men to favor a certain body type over another, right? That's what you said here, isn't it? Yeah, there's no biological reality to any of these kind of, urges and lust and passion men have for a very specific body type. No, then why are you thin? Could it be because you know the truth and you want to take advantage of the truth by being thin? And because you're in the UK, you have very little competition because most UK broads are fat, and you want to take advantage of your thin privilege now to... say whatever the fuck you want without being challenged, because most men out there are thirsty losers who will lust after a mediocre broad like you. And you know that, which is why you're thin. Instead of being the fat slob you should be if you followed your own ideology to the letter, which you seem to in every other aspect, except this one.
But then again, who gets to decide what's harmful and what isn't?
You!
And so, really, who gets a say on what people can... say and post and so on. It's
you! You just said she needs to be deplatformed!
It's difficult and it's complicated and I don't have...
No, it's not difficult or complicated. You lefties like to say everything is difficult and complicated because you're too stupid to understand that the majority of things are pretty simple. Because you don't want people to figure out the grift that is feminism and leftism that benefits you.
All the answers at all. More recently, she's been posting all this stuff about how women shouldn't get an education, how women shouldn't be allowed to choose whether they have abortions or not, how right...
All right, well, I agree with that. It's called murder. What kind of... That's what we call a continuum fallacy. Look it up. They're babies. At 2 weeks or 2 months or 6 months, they're babies and it's murder. You dumb fucking broad. You clearly didn't study logic.
Need to be taken away from women, how women shouldn't go traveling either, should just stay home.
Well, maybe not alone. Certainly not in the Middle East.
Women get married and how marriage is the be all and end all and it's the only goal you should have in life.
She'd never said any of that.
What else has she been tweeting? Here we go. Women claim that feminism gives women the choice. Any movement that gives women the choice to slaughter their unborn babies is a wicked movement.
Yep. You're a Satanist. We know you're a Satanist, honey. Anybody that watches your channel knows you're a Satanist.
Wake up to truth. You have been lied to. Love having babies.
Yeah, that's such an evil message. Yeah. Spreading life. Giving life. But my climate change and my overpopulation and my white privilege. Kill white people in the womb. I wonder how she would feel if we spread that message against black or brown people.
I know, babe, I know. Here, most Christian women don't want to submit to their husbands in obedience to God, so they listen to false female teachers who pervert their teaching to mean that submission simply means husbands serve their wives, meet their needs, and he must be perfect for them to submit to him.
Yeah, they flipped everything around, right? You know, feminists want to become what the man, what they think the man once was, but the message that feminism spreads is actually a perversion of the truth in the past. And they've turned the word submit into some kind of, you know, oppressive term where you are under his thumb, and that's not the case at all. It takes courage to follow. Okay, it takes courage. It takes courage to follow. It takes strength to follow. And it's not easy to lead either. If women have made this mistake of thinking that there's some kind of privilege in leading. No, leading is really fucking hard. And by the way, you ladies are not very good at it. You're too emotional. So the whole point of the message that Christians spread is that men are more suited to this, so let them do it. By the way, notice how they don't argue about men giving up the picking up of heavy objects. Even though they're better at that, too. But it's something physical and more obvious. The whole leadership thing, we've managed to muddy the waters and cloud that up, and so, you know, it's not as obvious to people now that men are naturally better at that than women. By the way, I'm sure she can bring up some exceptions and probably would if we started talking about physical strength, yet that 1/10 to 1% broad that is stronger than most men. Yeah. Yet again, one of these compositional fallacies that these people love to make. I could find an exception! I found an exception so that disproves the rule! Master of logic she is.
She just literally sits on Twitter all day and
You mean like you?
Like, shouts like a petulant child about, oh, she's lying, he's lying.
By the way, wait. If you can so easily and accurately quote her, doesn't that mean you're sitting on Twitter all day too and you're bitching and moaning and complaining like you are right now? No self-awareness!
He's your husband. Do this. Say no to college. Say no to education.
Well, I mean, what are you getting out of college, really? You're going to die alone. You're going to die alone with your cats and your dogs. So, by your logic, that's not really alone. Do you have a legacy? Are you happy? She's clearly not happy. Listen to her. She's miserable.
Don't do this. True femininity is this. Damn. Actually, she never says damn. But she's like, no feminism. No feminism.
Yeah, because feminism is evil. Look what's done to you. You care so... I mean, at least she's thin, right? But... she cares so little about her looks that she's got that Kool-Aid-colored fucking hair. She's got those fucked-up, jacked-up fucking teeth. And if you've seen her boyfriend, and I have, he's a soy boy loser, okay? And she's in charge. She wears the fucking pants. And look at this now. She's letting her dog kiss her. She probably kisses that dog more than she kisses her boyfriend. Mm. By the way, that can put germs into your mouth that rot your teeth, lady. But, well, her teeth are already fucked up anyway, so what does she care?
No, none of it. None of it. What do you think? I agree. I also just got your nose in my mouth, and it was quite disgusting. But I love you anyway. I know. I know. Right, this one's getting ready to go out. But basically, I just needed a little bit of a rant today, because people like Lori Alexander spread the most dangerous messages.
Dangerous to you. Dangerous to you and your platform and the power and the privilege that you have. But you're unhappy.
And while I'll always say on my channel that I'll never judge another person's individual life, I'll never come on here and tell you that Lori shouldn't be doing this with her life.
You just said she shouldn't be. You said she should be censored and deplatformed. Isn't that kind of saying the same thing?
Lori shouldn't live this way. Lori shouldn't have this husband, kid, whatever. Like, I'll never speak about her life and say she shouldn't be doing something. Because if she's happy, great. But it's the...
Great, but she shouldn't be telling anybody else she's happy and why she's happy, because that's dangerous.
Messages she spreads to other people that are so dangerous.
Yeah, she's not allowed to have that free speech. Yeah. But what about you? You're allowed to spread your messages. Well, you know, the establishment says my messages are okay, so I can spread those messages, you know?
She is supporting rape culture. She is victim blaming. She is... telling young people really, really dangerous information that will harm them, maybe physically, definitely psychologically.
No evidence for any of these claims, by the way.
And that's not okay. And she seems to forget that what feminists want what egalitarians
don't say equality.
Want. It doesn't matter what word you want to use. What most people want is for everyone to have freedom of choice and freedom of opportunity.
You already have that, and you had that before as well. That it wasn't popular was an acknowledgement of how this wasn't good for you as a woman and good for society. But you had freedom of choice. You've always had freedom of choice, and you especially now. In fact, you have privilege, so I don't know what you're talking about. What you really want is an equal outcome, be honest.
And freedom to do what is right for them.
Right for you. Oh, what's right for you? It's right for you to have no children and to die alone with, you know, no one to take care of you and you leave no legacy behind. That's right for you? That's good for you, is it? Okay.
We're not saying women shouldn't have kids.
Yes, you are.
Women shouldn't be mothers.
Yes, you are.
Women shouldn't get married.
Oh, you absolutely are saying that. In fact, that's what feminism teaches. Have you read your own doctrine? Have you read your own ideology? I mean, that's the message you're spreading. I mean, that's the effective outcome of all your little fucking teachings. So regardless of what you say you want or don't want, I tend to look at what people actually do to tell me what they want, not their words. Let me explain something to you people out there. Never, ever let somebody tell you what they want and have that be an indicator of what they actually want. Look at their actions. Never listen to words in regards to what people want. Always look at what they do and what the outcomes of what they do are to tell you what they really want. Is she married? No. Does she have kids? No. They'll tell me that this isn't what you want or what you're preaching when the actual outcome of everything you're doing is no marriage and no kids. Okay? Don't tell me that, because you're a liar when you do that.
Blah, blah, blah. We're simply saying women need to have the choice to do what's right for them.
But but you don't want them to have that choice, because you said that Lori shouldn't be allowed to speak and she should be deplatformed because her ideas are so dangerous that other women can't be allowed to make the same choice as she did, which is why we have to silence her. You just contradicted yourself.
They can't be restricted if they want to go down one path or another.
Oh, isn't that what you're doing when you're deplatforming people and you're denying them the ability to make these choices by restricting the information and the choices available to them in the process? Wow. How does anybody listen to her? I bet you she has a bunch of cuck, loser, beta male followers too. Pathetic.
And that's something that is so often forgotten with people like Lori. But anyway.
You mean by you? You're one of the people that's forgotten that. Oh, the so-called tolerance you people supposedly live by.
I just wanted to do a quick video, a quick little rant for you.
Yeah, it wasn't quick.
But for now, I'm going to go take this little pickle out. You're going to say bye, baby. Say bye-bye.
Yeah, that's your baby. That's the only baby you're ever going to have. I'd love to hear this broad's tune in 30 years, if it's still the same. It probably will be. She's one of these overly proud, egotistical, narcissistic broads who can't admit she's wrong. So in 30 years, she's going to blame men. She's going to be this bitter, angry, alone chick with a lot more dogs and cats than she has now.
Say bye-bye. Here's your cute one.
Yeah, you're kissing your dog, but you have no child of your own.
Toilet, yeah? Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Alright, but for now, thank you for watching. Thank you from me and the little Koobie Bear. Your little Koobie Bear. Wish you. You're the Koobie Bear.
Alright, that's enough. And that picture is the perfect way to end it. Kissing her dog, treating it like it's her child. Probably has other animals as well that take up so much of her time that it would be less labor intensive to have a child of her own. But, you know, that would be representative of patriarchy, and that would oppress her because she would have to stay home and take care of that baby, and then she would have to have her husband, which she doesn't have, take care of her. Oh God, yeah, that would be so evil. So there you go, this broad named Rachel Oates, this mega uber super duper feminist who likes to use the word think when clearly, obviously, she doesn't think at all, because if she did, she would see how lacking in self-awareness she is and how contradictory she is in almost every fucking thing she says. But let me know what you think of this chick. Is she right on the money? Is it rape culture? Is it the encouraging of rape culture to in some way, shape, or form put responsibility on women for how men view them? Or is it all evil men's fault? Oh, yeah, it's a woman's fault, and women who are, in her mind, always victims, never to blame. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Let me know if making a move on abroad is sexual assault. Is she right about that, or is she way off fucking base? Let me know in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Check it out.